Hi, I'm Montana Secretary of State Christy Jacobson. Thank you for your interest in our series, The Montana Business Spotlight. Businesses like this one, Lewistown Livestock Auction, begin their journey by registering with our office, and getting an opportunity to share that journey is an honor. Thank you, Lewistown Livestock Auction, for doing business in Montana. Enjoy.
My first dollar bill that I earned was here at a sheep sale, chasing sheep into the pens out back. A magazine from 1956, and it has a picture of the very yard that we're in. And you're sitting, you know, you're sitting right up here, but everything's pretty much the same. This talks about a new state-of-the-art facility here, and of course that's 70 years ago now, but the bigger picture here is the history of this business with the community of Lewistown, because folks that are in the ag industry understand, you know, how much business takes place here, and I think the business owners in town really understand that it has an economic impact on Lewistown, but maybe not exactly what goes on through this sale ring right here. There was a study a couple years ago that the Livestock Marketing Association did, and based on a community like Lewistown, a livestock auction market contributes about $1 million annually to the local economy through jobs, through tax base, and just through bringing numbers to town to keep Main Street green, right? Again, you know, we take that pretty seriously. We employ 50 people. Sale day, there's 50 here. We've owned it for almost 2 years, my wife and I. Prior to us, a couple owned it for 21 years and really kind of picked it up out of the depths of almost closure. And so we're happy to be able to carry on a business that is a thriving business and certainly been an asset to the community. Not the biggest stockyards in the state, but we're centrally located, so we pull business from quite a radius. We'll have cattle here from all the way, you know, from Browning, Cutbank, Shelby, from Chinook, Malta, further east in Hinsdale, Garfield and Petroleum counties, Jordan, Winnett, and then further south of the Roundup area, and kind of along, you know, that highway between Roundup and Harlow, Reigate, everything on the south side of the Snowy. From Great Falls up off the Rocky Mountain front, Augusta, Fairfield to Valier. And then of course, right here locally, we try to keep as much business here as we can. And really the value in keeping a business because of what it means to the local economy.
Well, we like things the way they are, but that don't mean we're opposed to change. Just remember when you the reason you came here in the first place.
How many markets? There's 13. It's similar to a liquor license. It is. Everyone sells a different number of head a year. Last year, what did we sell? Just over 55,000 head through the yards here. That's about $46 million in total sales, in gross sales. So that's a lot of dollars that change hands in here, right? The thing about an auction market is that's what it is. It is true competition, true price discovery. Two or more bidders bidding on that animal, that's a pretty fair market appraisal, isn't it? And as we get up higher in the chain from the feedlots on, there's fewer and fewer businesses competing for those animals. It poses a problem because there's less and less competition. And basically there's four major packers in the country that process and that own the plants. And, you know, four is not very many.
We're about as rich as we'll ever get out here. That's the way it goes. No, we don't measure wealth by a bank account out here. And that's the way it goes.
Once they're in here, everything here that you see is green is a scale. We weigh them, and you can see there on the screen, I just pulled in like a bull. It weighed 1,700 pounds, brought 97.75. That's dollars per hundredweight, and that's how we sell them, price per pound. 97 cents per pound, basically. And then it does the math there, and that's how much dollars per head the consigner will get back, right? So, and we sell them by the pound because that's how meat is sold. The cattle buyers that are here buying these slaughter cows and bulls look at the animal, and through their expertise, they decide what they think that animal is going to yield on the rail, how much meat's in the animal. For the love of rodeo, what's over that horizon? In the sound of the Montana wind. As soon as the cattle are sold and the sellers sold out, the office gals, and my wife is the office manager, she's got about four gals in the office on sale day that help settle the checks and then settle the buyers and release the cattle. But the sellers are paid directly after the sale, so a lot of folks come watch their cattle sell. They'll go down and receive a check. Horses that run and the love of rodeo. Those yearlings are sold into more of a finishing feedlot. Not very many of which we have here in Montana because we generally send them towards where the feed's at. Well, the corn, the feed, you know, what we tend to finish cattle with is generally in the Midwest. So a lot of those cattle will go off grass to a finishing yard in Iowa or Nebraska or Kansas or Oklahoma or Missouri, Wisconsin, Minnesota. So it's all just part of the beef supply chain. We sell a lot of cows and we call them coal cows, basically go straight into the burger chain. And most of these cows go straight from here, and they'll be hanging on the rail by Friday. Packers get backed up, and so it would be a little longer time. But that's a major piece of this too, is we're providing that outlet for those cattle going out of production. So it's a big part of the nation's food supply that starts right here. Coming from, it makes him climb back on again. What's in the gold and the glory? Only a cowboy knows. Every producer we take out of the picture, that directly affects Lewistown. Lewistown's always been a very eclectic community, but the anchor is agriculture. We still feel like there's really a sense of community here. There's really a small town feel, but production ag, we still feel like is a big piece of that puzzle because it is these rural communities around Lewistown. Those areas, even though they have their own local schools and local stores and things, they still economic center here in Lewistown. Well, if we continue to lose small ag producers, that will have a direct impact on what Lewistown is and our identity. So we still feel it's very important to do what we can to provide a service to help these people stay in business. Chasing the sun, horses that run, and the love of rodeo. We'll ride the tide. You know, it'll make us scratch and work a little harder, but we're not opposed to that either. But luck, horses that buck, and the love of rodeo.